Brett Alexander, we need to discuss what's going on with the money being raised by the Joe Biden campaign, because we have some fishy as hell, and that's a quote from Lindsey Graham, things going on with the Biden campaign. Actually, let me read you that title from Zero Hedge and what Lindsey Graham says. Quote, fishy as hell, Graham slams Act Blue over anonymous donations after group drops nearly $200 million on Biden campaign. Now, the Biden campaign was championing the, I believe, $350 million that Biden raised. They were championing that amount that Biden had raised in August, saying that it shows Biden is on course to win the November elections, because it was, I believe, the most amount raised by a Democrat candidate, maybe in history, in 1 month. Now, everyone was kind of scratching their heads, including me. I was wondering, who in God's name would donate to Biden? I mean, the guy can barely read from a teleprompter, to be honest. How in God's name did he get $350 million at the same time when all of this this massive fundraising was going on? We, of course, had a lot of money being poured into BLM. A lot of money being poured into BLM. And it was later found out that the company that was processing BLM's fundraising activity was the same company that processes the donations made to the Democrat Party. And that company is, as Graham notes, Act Blue. Now, real quickly, Alexander, I was watching a video on Tim Pool, and he also noted that this is very odd, because Act Blue is saying that $200 million number was coming from donations from anonymous donors who listed themselves as unemployed. Anonymous donors who listed themselves as unemployed. Now, Tim Pool went into those numbers for the same company that does a lot of the processing for the Republican donations. And I think they're called WinRed, I think is the company on the Republican side. And they didn't have anywhere close to that number, percentage-wise, in anonymous donations or from unemployed people. So there was an obvious discrepancy there, and there's obviously something really weird going on here with this Act Blue, with the Biden fundraising, and with the BLM fundraising, and that $350 million. Monstrous $350 million amount raised in August. Alexander, what do you make of what's going on here?
Well, I'll say it straightforwardly. I mean, I obviously don't know for a fact, but I'll tell you what I believe. I believe that this is entirely smoke and mirrors. I don't believe $200 million were raised by unemployed anonymous people. I mean, that just doesn't make any kind of sense to me. It's quite clear that a vast amount of money has been directed at the Biden campaign, almost certainly, I am sure, by a small number of very wealthy people, and that it is being processed in a way to make it to conceal their identities, because that's how it looks to me. Now, you know, if Mr. Biden and his team want to persuade me otherwise, they are welcome to do so. They can provide a little more information. In fact, not a little more, a lot more information about all of this, because this just doesn't make any kind of sense. I'm going to say something, by the way. I too, when I heard that Biden had raised this huge amount of money in August, was really puzzled, because, I mean, he was sagging in the polls. Things were not going well for him. Everything seemed to be looking poor for him in August, and yet completely at variance with all of that, he was raising all this money. And, you know, I assumed it came from, you know, the very wealthy donors, the tech oligarchs and the Wall Street financiers and those sort of people who, in my experience, very much do support Biden and what he stands for. And, you know, when I was told that it all came from all these, you know, small donors, I have to say it reminded me of what supposedly happened in 2008, when we were hearing stories about Barack Obama and the way he supposedly won the Democratic Party nomination and then the election on, you know, a vast flood of money from small donations. And it turned out that wasn't true at all, actually, that he was backed by big donors to an even greater extent than, you know, many other candidates have been. And I am sure this is the case here, only to a much more extreme degree. And again, is this, if I'm right, is this consistent with campaign finance laws? I doubt it somehow. I mean, and secondly, why keep it all secret in this way? Doesn't make any kind of sense to me.
Let me, I just pulled up a tweet from Lindsey Graham. Let me read it to you. And it references actually Wind Red and Act Blue. And it references what Tim Pool also saw in his own research. This is from Lindsey Graham on September 12th. He tweeted this. Compared to Wind Red, only 4% of conservative donors were listed as unemployed. I don't believe Democrats are 12 times more likely to be unemployed than Republicans. I urge the FEC and I urge the FEC and others to investigate the situation. Is money being laundered through Act Blue from straw donors or foreign governments to Democratic candidates? Or is this legit? Somebody needs to find out ASAP. So Lindsey Graham throws the word money laundering. I mean, he straight out says it.
And he's a United States senator, and he's also a lawyer and a former prosecutor. So
and antagonistic towards Trump as well.
And very antagonistic towards Trump on many things. So he uses the word money laundering. And I think if a United States senator could say it, so can we. Because that's what it looks like to me. I don't believe it either. I can't, it doesn't make any kind of sense to me. And I think it cries out for investigation. It cries out for investigation now, not in 6 months or 1 year or 2 years' time when the election is over and done and dusted. We need to know now what is going on, because this goes directly to the integrity of the electoral process. And let's always remember those famous words, follow the money. If these are, if this is money laundering, whose money is it exactly? Is it indeed foreign governments? Which foreign governments? If it's tech donors, which tech donors? Which Wall Street finances? Who precisely? We need to know that now, because that is something that the American people need to know when they vote in the election. It is highly relevant who Biden's financial backers are.
I bet if you follow the money from BLM and you follow the money from, quote unquote, the Biden donations, it's all one and the same. But bear with me, Alexander. I'm going to read you a couple of paragraphs from the Zero Hedge article, which I think conclusively show that when you follow the money, it all comes back to this a slush fund from Act Blue, I guess. It just all falls into the same bucket, and then it just got dispersed to Biden. Let me read you what Zero Hedge has to say about this and how they broke down the numbers. After downloading hundreds of millions of dollars in donations to the Take Back Action Fund servers, we were shocked to see that almost half of the donations to Act Blue in 2019 claimed to be unemployed individuals, said John Pudner, president of conservative political group Action Fund. The name of employers must be disclosed when making political donations, but more than 4.7 million donations came from people who claimed they did not have an employer. Those 4.7 million donations totaled, get this, $346 million Act Blue raised and sent to liberal causes. Quote, it is hard to believe that at a time when the U.S. unemployment rate was less than 4%, that unemployed people had $346 million to send to Act Blue for liberal causes, Pudner continued, adding that 4.7 million donations from people without a job raised serious concerns. Notably, by mid-June, Act Blue had contributed $119 million to Biden, a figure which remained unchanged until at least July. As of this writing, they have contributed $194 million, an increase of $75 million. And here is the cherry on top of the cake, Alexander. So when Biden's campaign bragged about raising $364.5 million in August, somewhere in the vicinity of 20% came from Act Blue, which took in 4.7 million anonymous donations last year from unemployed individuals, totaling $346 million.
Well, I mean, you know, it cries out for investigation. And by the way, I mean, I don't believe these people are unemployed. That's a fantastic idea. I mean, that's a ludicrous idea. If it were true, then the United States has extremely rich unemployed people. That's all I can say. I mean, it's a fantastic idea. I mean, it's preposterous. Clearly, identities of donors are being concealed. I mean, that's absolutely obvious. This cries out for investigation. But of course, will it be investigated? We shall see. I mean, you know, I don't hold my breath, I'm afraid. But I think we do need to point this out because there are these huge unanswered questions about who is financing Biden's campaign. We've talked an awful lot about Biden. We've discussed how he doesn't seem to be, you know, the dynamic, forceful person in command of himself and his ideas that, you know, one would expect of a president, that he seems to be controlled by all sorts of shadowy people behind him, the very strange way in which he was basically leveraged in to the Democratic Party, to be the Democratic Party's candidate, even though he didn't seem to be doing terribly well in the early primaries. And now we discover that there are vast questions about the people who back him financially. I mean, all of these questions, they're mounting up, they're building up, and they point to a very disturbing picture of a candidate who is basically a front for some very, very powerful people behind the scenes, powerful in many respects, because obviously they control vast sections of the media, they control vast sections of social media, and they seem to control huge amounts of money. Because, as I said, the idea that they're the unemployed people of America is just too far-fetched to be taken seriously.
I wonder if the Bloomberg campaign during the primaries was kind of a test run, a balloon trial by these very wealthy, say, tech oligarchs, military-industrial complex oligarchs, globalist elitists, the Davos crowd. I wonder if, like, they said, okay, Bloomberg will be the test run to see if we can actually buy an election, if we can actually just pour so much money into an election, we can win it. And after, you know, Bloomberg kind of, you know, fizzled away and didn't really gain much traction, they kind of said, okay, we got another guy who's an absolute empty suit, he's completely lost, you know, weakened to Bernie's type of candidate who's, you know, one foot in the grave, you know, has no idea what the hell's going on. But let's just pour as much money as we can into this guy and see if we've learned from our mistakes with Bloomberg and see if we can get him over the finish line. And then we'll just, you know, shoehorn this Kamala Harris character. They picked her from the primary. They said, okay, just get her. She'll do whatever we want. She also has no original thought in her head. Put her in as vice president, but let's just pour it all in behind this Biden guy and try to get him over the finish line. So I wonder if, like, Bloomberg was the first trial run and now they're just going full force into Biden.
And I understand, by the way, that Bloomberg is giving a huge amount of money to Biden's campaign also. So, I mean, he's obviously still there. But yes, I'm sure it was a trial run. But if so, can I point out that it's the third time they've tried this, because Hillary Clinton vastly outspent Donald Trump in 2016. And of course, it didn't work then. It's not going to work now. I'm sure it does. I mean, you don't buy elections in America, not in that way. I mean, well, I'm sure you can buy politicians in America, as you can in many places. You can buy newspapers, you can buy publicity, you can buy all sorts of things. But buying votes, that's a different thing entirely. And I think, again, in America, I think that's been shown not to work. Ask Hillary Clinton, ask Bloomberg. I don't see why it should work for Biden either. On the subject of Biden, by the way, I think that the reason he was picked is obviously he's somebody who's very easy to manipulate. I mean, clearly is. But I think also there was a sort of perception that he didn't have all the negatives that Hillary Clinton and Bloomberg had. So he's a sort of blank slate. And the idea is that because he's got no negatives, because, I mean, he should do, but it's never been discussed as openly as it ought to have been.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, they thought that, well, you know, we can somehow sell this guy because, frankly, there isn't very much there. So, you know, it's people don't hate him in the way that they used to hate Hillary Clinton and didn't like Bloomberg. But I don't think it's going to work because I think people see right through this. I think they're able to see straight away that this isn't a real candidate. And they also, I think, understand perfectly well that the people behind him are not very likable either. So, you know, I don't think it's going to work. And I don't think pouring money into it in this way is going to work either. What works in elections is what Donald Trump is doing. He's now going up and down the country. He's holding rallies. He's talking to people. He's communicating directly to his electoral base. They're becoming ever more enthusiastic. They're strongly supporting him. That's the way to win elections in America. Whether he will be allowed to continue in that way is another matter. But for the moment, it seems to me the correct strategy and the one that works. You talk about what people care about and you talk to people and they will vote for you. Not this, you know, strange, mysterious intrigue that Biden is constantly involved in with mystery donors and mystery people behind the scenes and all this talk of coups and all that kind of stuff. That completely puts people off.
Biden is so lost. I mean, he's sighing after every sentence. He's tired. He doesn't want to do this. He's literally telling people, you know, move the teleprompter up, or his answers to questions are even scripted. I think they chose Biden, yes, because he doesn't have all the baggage, the public baggage that Hillary Clinton had.
That's the important. Yeah.
Or his baggage was more. What's the word? More opaque, you know, like the Hunter Biden in Ukraine thing, or the Hunter Biden in China. It can be a little difficult for people to grasp what exactly was going on. Where Hillary Clinton's corruption, you know, and what Bill Clinton was doing, you know, getting you know what's at the Oval Office and stuff like that, is people can get that. They say, okay, I understand the Clintons are grifters. Yeah. I see it, no doubt about it. But Biden's is a little more sleazy. It's big corruption. Yeah. But he's doing it through his sons. He's doing it through his brother. He's doing it through trips on Air Force Two to China. So I think people had a little bit. I think they thought that people will have a little bit of a harder time grasping it. And I also think they thought, and they think that people will just, you know, default to, oh, come on, it's Joe Biden. He's a gaffe machine. Come on, man. You know, he's, you know, Uncle Joe, or he's, you know, this folksy kind of one of us guys from. Yeah. Scranton, PA, or from Delaware. I think they kind of thought they'll just play it off on that angle as well. I don't know. I think that's how they kind of envisioned this candidate going forward.
I think that's exactly right. But in the background, out of view, because of course the media doesn't report it, all these things happened, like, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars are provided by unemployed anonymous Americans. I mean, you know, it is insulting, actually. That's exactly what, and that's exactly the right word. It is insulting. I mean, it's ridiculous. And it should fail. And I predict it will. I mean, in any normal election, if this was a normal election happening in normal circumstances, it would definitely fail. The problem is this isn't a normal election, as we've discussed many times. But I mean, it's coming back to our topic, that, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars have been contributed by, you know, anonymous unemployed Americans. It's just a farcical idea. And I don't believe anybody who gives it any thought believes it. It cries out for investigation. It cries out for investigation now. Whether it will be investigated is another matter. But whether it's investigated or not, it tells you all you ultimately need to know about the sort of candidate that Biden actually is. I mean, he may not be all there, but the people behind him most certainly are. And they are, frankly, sinister and dangerous, and people who are prepared to do all kinds of extraordinary things.
Yeah, they're turning the U.S., the Democrats are turning the U.S. into a banana republic with this kind of these kinds of schemes. It's absurd.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, this is this is just, I mean, I was going to say this is machine politics, but of course it's far worse than that. I mean, this isn't, you know, machine politics in the old sense. This is absolute. This is corruption.
Yeah. In plain sight.
In plain sight, exactly.
They're not even trying to hide.
They're not even trying to hide it. Carried out in the knowledge that it comes with no penalty because the media won't report it and the law enforcement agencies of the United States won't investigate it. Yeah. And that's really very worrying. Any American should be really worried about it.
Anyway, we'll wrap it up there, Alexander. You know, I always said when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State and she had the Clinton Foundation and she was running her grift by getting donations from heads of states in order to, you know, into her foundation in order to dole out favors to them. Stuff like that. The one corruption builds on the other corruption, and you just let people get away with that. You know, nothing good comes out of it. It just gets worse and worse. It festers and it gets worse and worse. And that's where we are with the Democrats right now.
Anyway. Absolutely. Absolutely right.
All right, guys. Click on that subscribe button. Drop us a comment down below. Please, if you can, send us a donation on PayPal, Patreon, or Subscribestar. Your donation helps us out a whole lot. And, of course, go to the Durant shop and pick up some merchandise. Alexander has a whole bunch of new merch with him tonight.
Absolutely. So here we have my default magic mug now, which is the mug with the flag of the United States, the Great Republic, which, you know, I would like to see prevail, and which good people need to come to the defense of, because it is in trouble, it is under attack, and I think people need to know that. But beyond that, this is a wonderful mug from the Durant. It symbolizes so much of what we believe in and stand for, but it is a wonderful mug too. And we've got lots of other mugs. We've also got, you see that I'm wearing one of our new amazing magical shirts with the flag of Australia, a country which I also have tremendous affection for. And of course, I've also got the flag of Australia. So you will find that if you go to our shop that the lines of products and wonderful things there have expanded hugely. We've got lots of mugs now with lots of flags of many different countries. Alex is starting mugs with flags of American states. We've got the great state of Texas on one. We've got shirts, amazing shirts, 100% cotton shirts, beautifully made shirts, long sleeve shirts, short sleeve shirts, polo shirts, with flags of countries too. This is Australia. We have lots of other countries also. And you will find, if you wait long enough, you will surely find the flag of your own country, because before long, every country's flag will certainly be there. Well, perhaps North Korea. We probably won't be doing one of them, but still. Anyway, you will find them all in our shop. You will find also other amazing things in our shop. We've got embroidered shirts and embroidered hats, and we've got enameled mugs like this one with the flag of England. And we've also got hats. We've got embroidered hats and baseball caps and truckers hats, and they've also got country flags too. And we've got, of course, hoodies, amazing hoodies, really wonderful hoodies too, and an ever-expanding gallery of ebooks. So come to our shop, support the Durant, make it possible for us to do the programs that we are doing. Very hard for us in our little channel to do this all the time, but we do because we feel the encouragement that you give us. And also, when you go to our shop, well, you'll get yourself amazing things. So Alex will remind you how to do it.
You'll find the link to the Durant shop down below, thedurantshop.com. Alexander McCurse, thank you very much. Until next time, everybody, take care.